Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Leumi's first quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 19, 2016. With us online today is Mr. Ron Fagnaro, CFO. The speaker will be using a PowerPoint presentation during this conference call, which is available on the bank's website, www.bankleumi.com. This conference call does not replace the need to review the latest periodic and/or quarterly reports in which full information is contained, including forward-looking information, as defined in Israeli securities law and set out in the aforementioned reports. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. I will now hand the call over to Ron Fagnaro. Please begin.
Thank you, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for taking the time to join us on this conference call. I'm pleased to present to you our first quarter financial results. I'm joined today by my colleagues, Professor Daniel Sidon, Deputy CEO, Ittai Ben-Zeev, Head of Capital Markets Division, Shlomo Goldfarb, Chief Accounting Officer, and Herb Small, Head of Investor Relations. Please turn to slide 3, which gives an overview of the strong fundamentals of the Israeli economy. Since other banks have reported their results yesterday and today, I will not go into details regarding the economy. That said, I'd like to note that GDP grew by 2.5% in 2015, and we expect to slightly revise downward the forecast for GDP growth in 2016. Please turn to slide 4, where we've outlined some key takeaways to bear in mind as we proceed through this presentation. They include capital and the significant steps we've taken to meet regulatory capital levels, performance, a bank with solid earnings and strong fundamentals, and strategy focused on being the bank of the future. Please turn to slide 5, where we show a year-over-year comparison of our net profits. When comparing net profits for the first quarter of 2016 to the corresponding period last year, we need to take into account that in Q1 last year, we recorded sizable profits from Israelcorp, both from the gains on the sale of shares and from our share of equity profits. On a pro forma basis, excluding these non-recurring profits from Israelcorp, net profit for Q1 2015 was 650 million shekels. When comparing net profit for Q1 this year and pro forma net profit for Q1 last year, items to take into account include an increase in net interest income, a decrease in non-interest financial income, mainly as a result of the sale of Mobilize shares and the profits from sales and adjustments to the market value of securities in the trading and available for sale portfolios, a decrease in operating expenses, a decrease in expenses for credit losses, and the recording of a tax expense of 122 million shekels in Q1 this year due to a decrease in the balance of net deferred taxes as a result of a decrease in the corporate tax rate effective January 1, 2016. Please turn to slide 6. As we see on this slide, net interest income increased by 9% year-over-year. That said, in analyzing net interest income, I'd like to point out a number of trends with conflicting effects. The first is the continuing falling trend in the shekel interest environment, which continues to erode the margins from deposits. Another trend is the negative CPI environment. Here we see high and irregular negative CPI in both Q1 2016 and Q1 last year. CPI in Q1 this year was a negative 0.9% as compared with a negative 1.7% in Q1 last year. The decrease in the scope of the negative nature of the index resulted in a decrease in the amount of impairment in income estimated at 96 million shekels. The last trend is a significant 5.5% year-over-year increase in the volume of credit, which contributed to an increase in income from credit. As for expenses with respect of credit losses, in Q1 2016, we recorded income of 123 million shekels. This is compared with an expense of 81 million shekels in Q1 last year. The income recorded this year is mostly due to significant collections vis-a-vis large borrowers. Our average annual provision rate for the past 5 years stands at a low 24 basis points and reflects the high quality of our credit portfolio. Please turn to slide 7, where we see a positive trend of declining problematic debt and also a declining NPL ratio, which stood at 1.2% in the first quarter. Please turn to slide 8, which shows a breakdown of our credit portfolio. Here we see that year over year, total credit in Israel grew by 6.2%. Credit to commercial middle market sector grew by over 11%, and credit to households and small businesses also increased by over 11%. That said, part of the increase in the retail sector is due to the merger of the Arab-Israeli Bank on December 31, 2015. Excluding this effect, retail credit grew by nearly 7% year over year and by almost 1% from year end. Our growth in the retail sector is the result of our continued focus on high ROE and less capital intensive segments. On slide 9, we see the total non-interest income amounted to some 1 billion shekels. The year-over-year decrease mainly derives from the profits in Q1 last year from the sale of shares in Israel Corp and Mobilize, and from a decrease in income from trading portfolios in the first quarter of 2016. As for commission, I would note that commissions in the first quarter of 2016 were impacted by our strategic decision to exit our European offshore private banking business, in particular the sale of Swiss activity, which was completed in March 2015, and the sale of our activities in Luxembourg, which was completed in Q1 2016. This decrease in activity impacted commissions by some 40 million shekels. On slide 10, we see that total operating and other expenses decreased by 11%. The decrease in total salary expenses was mainly due to the decrease in the provisions for bonus, the decrease in current salary expenses both in the bank and in our overseas offices as a result of the closure of our offices in Switzerland and Luxembourg. In addition, salary expenses decreased in both Q1 and Q1 15 and Q1 16 as a result of collective wage agreements. We continue our efficiency efforts, and as we already announced, we plan to reduce 1,000 positions over the course of the years 2017. Furthermore, in line with the framework set forth earlier this year by the supervisor of banks to increase efficiency in the Israeli banks, we are preparing a multi-year efficiency plan which will include additional headcount and cost reduction, which we expect will have a positive impact on our efficiency moving forward. Please turn to slide 11. Deposits of the public increased slightly when compared to year-end and by over 8% compared with March 31, 2015. The depreciation of the shekel against foreign currencies resulted in a decrease of 1% in total deposits. Excluding the depreciation of the shekel, we would have recorded a 1.5% increase in deposits of the public from year-end. When looking at the right side of the slide, you see another strength of our liquidity position. Israeli and foreign government bonds, together with cash and deposits with central banks, constitute some 25% of our balance sheet. Slide 12 shows our capital position. At March 31st, 2016, our capital adequacy ratio stood at 14.28%, and our Tier 1 capital ratio stood at 9.96%, which is substantially higher than the ratio reported at year-end. As we have said in the past, once we meet the regulatory capital levels, we are committed to resuming the payments of dividends to our shareholders. Please turn to the final slides. I'd like to conclude with a mention of our new digital bank. As you know, we have been hard at work setting up our new digital bank, which will provide full and complete online mobile banking services with an emphasis on simplicity, transparency, and convenience. Leumi will be the first bank in Israel to launch a standalone digital bank, and the initial rollout is planned in the second half of 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your interest in Leumi. I would be happy to hear your comments and together with my colleagues, ask your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the number. Your questions are pulled in order they're received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question to Mike Claire, Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Firstly, on the, you mentioned an update to the cost program, cost efficiency program. When would we be able to expect that, an update on that? And a related question, you made a provision for employees impacted by the salary caps. How many employees do you expect to leave the bank, and what impact do you think that has on your business? How easy or difficult will it be for you to replace those employees?
Okay. Thank you, Michael. So first of all, the cost efficiency program, the timeline set by the supervisor of banks is the end of this year. We do believe that this is the timeline we should we should be there. There is a process to pass with the regulator before we can come up with a program. But as you, so it's a matter of months, not a matter of days. With regards to the law, to the salary cap law, we made a provision of 117 million shekels. Basically, the law affects a population of some 120 employees, which is namely the management and the second tier management. And we are still, it's too early to your question to answer what would be the effect, as a lot of people are waiting for the outcome of the work being done from the Justice Department. Once this is cleared, I think we'll have better visibility with regards to what will be the effect and how many people would leave or expected to leave.
Thank you.
The next question from Hamid Sassanya Shire of Jupiter. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the calling. I want to ask if the Leumi Bank is planning to sell the mortgage in the Israeli real estate to the Israeli insurance companies in the future. Thank you.
Sorry, could you please repeat the question? It was hard to hear you.
Yeah. I'm asking if Leumi Bank is planning in the future selling the mortgage that you sold in the past, sell it to the insurance company. In other words, if Leumi is planning to package mortgage and sell it to the insurance company.
Okay,
lower the mortgage that you gave for your balance sheet.
Okay, thank you. Now I got it. I think that what we've done thus far is sign an agreement with Harel for a joint underwriting scheme for mortgages for 2016-2017. At this point, we don't have yet an approval from their regulator to commence this process. With regards to what you call packaging or selling or things of that nature, this is an alternative. At this point, we have nothing relevant.
Oh, thank you.
The next question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I'm sorry, I only dialed in 2 minutes ago, so my question might have been answered. With regards to the salary cap that was set up a few weeks ago for the top executive, do you think there is a risk of a brain drain in banks in general and at Leumi in particular?
If you take me as the brain, so maybe there is a brain
drain. No, you are great.
If you take me as a drain, then the brain is staying.
You're not leaving because of the salary. You're leaving for other reasons.
No, because of the issuance of the law. I think that it's a very big question mark above the financial sector in Israel. I must say that, on one hand, remember that this is a financial sector law, right? It's not. If it was a banking law, I would say that for sure there is going to be brain drain, but as it is on all the financial sector, and as people see it's potentially coming forward to other sectors, the issue of brain drain is of less relevant than otherwise. It's still pending. I think it's still depending very much on whether the Bank of Israel, the Ministry of Finance, and the Justice Department work out a solution that at least take care of past rights that people accumulated over the years. If that is being resolved, the impact, if comes, will be over the years and not an immediate one.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. The next question is a follow-up from Michael Klahr. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. A follow-up. Talking about the Bank of Israel's requirement for you all to produce cost efficiency programs, or multi-year strategies, doesn't it seem strange that this initiative is coming from the Bank of Israel rather than the banks themselves? I mean, this is the third or fourth conference call over the, bank conference call, and we're hearing about all these plans. And, surely it should be you kind of knocking down their door saying, these are the plans we want to be implementing. What do you think is driving that
No,
dynamic?
I think that you slightly twist the reality on its head. The issue is not the banks that do not want to become more efficient. They practically did a lot over the last couple of years to become more efficient, but there are certain regulations that must be accommodated by the regulator if you want to go ahead. And I think the big change with the new superintendent of the banking system is to try to nest together the need for efficiency with the rising capital adequacy requirements. So really, it's like, you need a conductor for the orchestra to work, and the conductor in this case is the the Bank of Israel, because they control the accounting, they control the capital requirements, and if you want, you know, to increase efficiency, you sort of have to bring a lot of things together and to make the sort of to make the area ready for these measures. Otherwise, you start something and you are conflicting yourself on another side, and it cannot go as quickly as possible. Because even when you take efficiency measures, you want to take these measures efficiently and not to be with internal conflict. So I think when we say that the Bank of Israel initiative it was set forward, we mean that basically the Bank of Israel finally heard a voice from the banking system to try to sort of orchestrate everything together so we can do it.
So it's more a consultation with the Bank of Israel rather than you just coming to them or demanding from you a strategy.
Yeah, they are not demanding efficiencies from us. They are the enabler. And as Danny said, if the Bank of Israel, for instance, insists on certain regulations or certain accounting treatments to be set or capital adequacy ratios being raised, you don't have place in your capital to introduce efficiencies. So this is the orchestra Danny was referring to.
Okay, great. That's very helpful. Thank you.
The next question from Uma Mahesh of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you give a picture on the cost and revenue impact of the digital banking you are talking about? And the second question is, what is your dividend policy? So in terms of the timelines we can expect when you are planning to pay out for dividend?
Okay. First of all, with regard to digital bank, we do not provide any guidance at this moment. It will have to be online and working, I believe, for a couple of quarters before we can really assess and communicate with the market with regards to our cost and revenue targets. With regards to dividend policy, as I said in my notes, we don't have a current policy. We have a target to meet in 2017, and we are committed to resume dividends once we hit those targets.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. There will be a replay of this call available on Bank Leumi's website. This concludes Leumi's first quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.